As Korach and his followers gather against Moshe, they challenge his political leadership. How dare you take such leadership for yourself or for your brother? After all, ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim, is not the entire congregation holy? Is God not found among all of us? And if that's the case, madua tisnasu al kal Hashem? Why do you raise yourself above the rest of the community? In other words, Moshe and Aaron are being accused of seizing power illegitimately. By what right? They are challenged. Do you have to be the leader? Rashi quotes, in the name of the Medrash Tanchuma, a second argument. It's not found in the Torah, but according to Chazal, a second argument that Korach and his followers had against Moshe. And they asked him the following question. Hypothetically, if you had a garment made completely of tcheles, does it also need a single string of tcheles as part of the tzitzis that go on that garment? To which Moshe responded, yes, the halacha is, a four-cornered garment needs tzitzis with tcheles. And then the Medrash tells us that Korach and his followers ridiculed and jeered and started laughing at Moshe. After all, if one little string is enough for an entire garment, wouldn't an entire garment of tcheles be more than enough? What do you need an extra string for? The Medrash adds a similar second story, with the question being, if a house full of Sifrei Torah needs a mezuzah, to which Moshe responded, yes. And again, Korach and his followers ridicule Moshe, they laugh at him, and they say, if usually just two sections of the Torah, Shema and Vahaya, are enough for an entire house, and now many, many Torahs filling that house, so that wouldn't be enough? What is going on in this second argument? We understand quite well the political challenge that the Torah text tells us about. But this second argument, quoted by Rashi from the Medrash Tanchuma, what type of argument is this? How are they challenging Moshe? Why is that necessary for that second argument? And Rav Soloveitchik, in an incredibly famous, maybe one of the most famous drushas he ever gave, I believe originally in 1973, I have found it at least in three printed works from or about Rav Soloveitchik. One, a book published not that long ago by the Me'ot HaRav Foundation called Vision in Leadership, the Chumash Mesoras HaRav here on Parshas Korach, and I think perhaps the earliest is in Rabbi Bezdin's incredible Reflections of the Rav in Volume 1. All three of these have different versions, but more or less shorter or longer versions of this incredible drusha that Rav Soloveitchik gave in 1973. And the Rav addressed himself to this question. What is the heart of this second complaint that the Medrash and Chazal are telling us Korach lodged against Moshe? And Rav Soloveitchik explained that as opposed to the first argument, which challenged Moshe's political leadership, this one challenged Moshe's halachic leadership. If all of the Jews are equally holy, then we are all equally holy, all equally entitled, to interpret halacha. Why, Moshe, should we listen to your interpretations of halacha? If we're all equally holy, we could all equally interpret halacha. In other words, said Rav Soloveitchik, instead of acknowledging that there's some specialized and highly conceptual way of understanding and applying and analyzing halacha, something which would then obviously require the expertise of scholars who had invested great effort, why not, argues Korach, why not just interpret halacha using common sense, easily accessible to everyone? All reasonable people should have the right to interpret the halacha as they wish. And this became, in the Rav's memorable phrase, the common sense rebellion against Moshe, which really is the common sense rebellion against the traditional understanding of halacha. And over 45 years ago, when this drasha was originally given, Rav Soloveitchik acknowledged just how attractive this argument was and remains, not only to Korach and his generation, but even at the time, 40 plus years ago, said Rav Soloveitchik, throughout the community, in popular magazine articles, in synagogue shul ritual committees, people think, and they discuss, they even debate, all sorts of different positions on various complicated halachic issues, without any recognition, he added, that they're, the people who are having these discussions and these debates on the pages of magazines, and we would add in our day, social media or other such platforms, they're lacking in any expertise or real knowledge of the halachic issues. Why do they even think they should have these discussions? And the answer is, says Rav Soloveitchik, because they too have internalized the message of Korach's common sense rebellion. The argument flatters people's common intelligence. It frees people from the need to submit to an authority. And it doesn't even demand years of hard work and toil in the base medrash. Who wouldn't love that? And as Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, How come there was no rebellion against Bezalel? He got this tremendous position of power. How come no rebellion against him? Why specifically a rebellion against Moshe? And the answer is, said Rav Soloveitchik, because everyone then and now understood, when it comes to something like the Mishkan, the obvious need for architectural engineering and construction expertise. But what Korach and so many in our own day and age do not recognize is that just like in these other fields, like in science or in math, they have their own internal logic, categories, and methodology. So too, when it comes to halacha, it is a self-contained system, a divine system, that operates on its own logic and with its own categories. And Rav Soloveitchik added one final point. Why did Korach and his followers, why do even people in our day and age, why do they succumb to this terrible mistake? Because on a deeper level, the argument is rooted in what he referred to as religious subjectivism. The belief that the ultimate meaning for anything is a person's subjective feelings. The mitzvah is at best meaningful because it gives concrete expression to my feelings, my emotions. But the ikkar is my feeling and emotion, in which case my common sense is the greatest arbiter and judge of what those feelings really are and how they should be expressed. But we reject this, said Rav Soloveitchik, not because inner feelings are not important, of course they're important, but they operate in the opposite direction that people think. First comes the objective halachic act, and only then comes the feeling, which is my interpretation of that fixed act. The mitzvah includes the emotion and induces the emotion, but not the other way around. As the Rav said memorably, with this we conclude, Judaism is both a discipline and a romance. We absolutely need both. But first must come the discipline, only then will the romance have a firm foundation to rest upon. And that's why the common sense rebellion was so misguided and such a misunderstanding. It failed in the time of Korach, and it's doomed to failure in our day and age as well.